We saw a different situation at quarterback yesterday at Auburn's practice. This is the Auburn Daily Show. I'm Zach Blackerby, joined by Auburn Daily's NFL draft expert and Auburn football contributor, Matthew Redding. Welcome to the show, my friend. And it's always a good day. We saw Hugh Freeze and this team return to practice their first time since spring break. And I think the biggest takeaway, and some people are acting like the sky is falling and some people are dismissing it to where it doesn't mean anything. And I think the truth is probably somewhere in between, but TJ Finley taking reps with the ones. I think that's got a few people concerned.
Yeah, for sure, Zach. I'm not too particularly worried about it though, because okay. Here's the thing to remember about Hugh Freeze. He beat Alabama with Bo Wallace. That's all you need to know about his quarterback development skills. And I mean, TJ was okay at best in the SEC as a starter. And I feel like there's a lot more to work with there than he had with Bo Wallace, if you can remember that far back. Because Wallace wasn't even ranked. He was just a walk-on that wanted to play football at Ole Miss. So it could also just be he's just messing with us or he's trying not to give away what he's really thinking. But, you know, if we get to the opening day and TJ is the guy, then okay, well, in Freeze we trust, I guess. But
I guess, but even like, is TJ gonna even stay on the roster? Because even if TJ's the guy at A Day, Hugh's still gonna go up to these quarterbacks and say, "Hey, yeah, I'm gonna go get another quarterback." There's any way that doesn't happen. And in fact, I actually think he's gonna get two. If I just had to guess,
sure.
I think he's gonna get two.
For
and
sure.
So if you're TJ, like you finally are able to grad transfer and get out of the situation that you found yourself in at Auburn, are you going to risk it? Like, does he feel like he can really compete if Hugh goes out and gets somebody else? And I just don't know if he's really going to stay, Matt. I mean, that's kind of my thought process on all of this. So like, I don't think there's a chance that TJ does start.
I think it depends on like who Hugh will go out and get. I don't know. I've been having a stroke all day, so my words sound funny. But I think, like, depending on the name, TJ could either be like, oh, I could absolutely beat out this guy. Like, he stayed even after the coaching change. So I think there's a level of confidence. Maybe he just doesn't play and he just uses that grad transfer year because he's got the COVID waiver still, I think, and he can just bounce if it doesn't all work out. But, like, I don't know if he's got like a strong showing and he feels like maybe there's a chance Hugh could go pick up another guy. I think there is a veteran presence that is needed, but at this point he hasn't left. Like, he's not left. So I'm kind of sitting here wondering, like, does he really think he could still be the guy here? And if so, that has to say something, right? That translates into something, right? Because that just shows he's got all the confidence in the world. And that's something that you can't really teach.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not really reading into him not leaving yet, but we'll certainly see. And, you know, he'll be able to leave for the first time since he's been here at the end of the season or at the end of spring when he graduates. So we'll see what it looks like. We'll certainly see what it looks like. But just not a great showing from the quarterbacks. And it's spring, you know, and I think some people think it doesn't mean anything. I think some people think it means too much. And I don't think it means nothing. Matt, I mean, that's just kind of always been my approach to it. These are guys that are competing for reps. And when those reps don't look good, like, that's going to impact them. And then you hear for reports from, you know, that happens outside of the viewing window where it's like, yeah, they were okay. Like, I just don't think it's a great situation. And, the folks that are like, well, it's a new offense. Give them time.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think they hit 70% against air. I mean, it's just not a great situation to be in. So I don't know. I'm a little more pessimistic about this current room as it sits than I think a lot of people are.
Yeah, I would agree. Spring football, if every spring turned out the way it was supposed to, Jeremy Johnson would have won the Heisman. I don't think people should panic so far. If we go through A-Day and it's absolutely putrid, like we're talking late season Chad Morris offense, then and then we don't get a veteran quarterback, then I think it's time to hit the panic button, maybe a little bit, maybe temper our expectations for what a lot of people are hoping is a monster breakout season for Auburn in year one under Hugh Freeze. But at the same time, you know, I trust Hugh, and if like we get to the first game, and again, if it's TJ, if it's Holden, then we'll just have to hold our breath and wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, I think you and I are in different situations on this. I mean, I don't think there's a scenario where a veteran quarterback isn't brought in. I just don't see that at this point.
Well, who would you get at this point? Like who are we banking on?
I don't think it matters. I think they're going to get just one.
Anybody.
I think you have to. And I think there's going to be a lot of attrition on this roster. There has to be. I think there's 7 scholarships over right now before they add anybody. They need 7 guys to leave. If everybody kind of stays scheduled at the start of the summer, I think they're at 82 or 92. And you got to be at 85. So you're going to see a lot of guys leave, and you're going to see a few more guys leave because they need to replace certain positions. You know, I don't think they're done at linebacker. I don't think they're done at jack, and I don't think they're done at quarterback. And so that you're going to see a bunch of guys leave, and I think some of those are going to be quarterbacks. I think some of those are going to be offensive linemen. I think some of them will be defensive backs. Some of them maybe wide receivers. You're going to see a lot of it. People are going to panic. It's like, no, we all knew this was going to happen the entire time. And then you've got to go out and get a quarterback. You have to, because that's going to happen everywhere.
Is this the year that Brock Vandergrift joins Auburn finally?
He can't. Everybody's talking about that, but you can't in this May window from the 1st to 15th, unless you have a waiver, which I don't know what he would get a waiver for, but man, they've been creative in the past.
Not playing.
Yeah. They you can't transfer from SEC to SEC school. You can't transfer within the conference in this May window. So I've seen a lot of people ask that question. I mean, and I guess he could transfer. You know, we talk about adding 2 guys. Maybe you go and get a grad transfer, and then you get Brock to sit for a year. You know, I think that'd be advantageous. I don't know if Brock wants to do that, but that certainly could be something that would be interesting. But, yeah, I don't know. Grayson, it's not a great situation.
Grayson McCall could still graduate in the summer and pull like a Hail Mary transfer to Auburn.
That'd be fun. I think it's going to be a guy like that. I think there's going to be a guy that kind of maybe gets a lay of the land, doesn't love his new coach if it's a new coaching situation somewhere, Russell, Carolina, you know, and so maybe there's something like that where it's like, okay, let me do what I need to do to transfer and get eligible. So that certainly could be a part of it. All right, Matt, your expertise is the NFL draft on Auburn Daily. And so we're going to touch on that. Some of the things that you're seeing, reports that you're seeing regarding these Auburn targets. We'll touch on that in just a moment. Right here on the Auburn Daily Show, we are partnered with our friends at NordVPN. Staying safe online, and we are all very online these days, is an ever-growing difficulty, and you could be exploited by hackers as well as other folks trying to take advantage of your information and privacy. NordVPN allows you to change your IP address, making you harder to track and securing that privacy. NordVPN is giving Auburn Daily listeners and readers a special deal today. You can check out in the link in the episode description. You have to use that link, but it's a solid deal and highly encourage you to check out our friends at NordVPN. As far as Auburn targets in the NFL draft, who do you see right now trending in the positive direction?
2 names right away. Owen Papo. A lot of scouts are saying the same thing. I think if Owen came back for one more year and just had a really, really, really solid year, I think he would be a late round, first round pick.
Okay.
But he chose to come out and put his name in, and people are like, okay, well, here goes the 3rd or 4th round for this guy. It'll be fine. Auburn targets in the 4th round usually do good. Jamel Dean getting that huge extension today. But he goes to the combine and absolutely balled out. Had the fastest 40-yard dash for linebackers, and now everybody's going, oh, that's why this guy was a 5-star. Okay. Yeah. That's why he's called the freak. So now, like, I'm hearing whispers of, like, maybe there's a 3rd-round team like the Eagles that likes to just pick the best available player who could be like, oh, you know, let's just shore up that defense even though we don't really need him. And he could go a lot earlier than people are saying right now. So he definitely saved his stock with that combine performance.
Yeah.
Good job to him. I wonder how much.
And of course, you know, he wasn't working out for teams in Mobile because of that shoulder issue.
Which so, a part of me wonders, like, if he did, like, how much higher would it go now if you coupled those two things together? But
yeah,
I think he'll be fine. So second,
I also think his strength. Sorry, Matt. I think Owen's strength is workouts and drills more so than like playing football sometimes. And I don't think that's his fault. I just think the coaching did not help him during his time at Auburn.
No, the only highlight he got last year was the Penn State game when he sent Sean Clifford into another dimension. And after that, just kind of fell off the map. Like, I know he was injured here and there, which some people do take that into consideration when drafting, but other people can kind of be like, oh, you know, it was just one hit. Like, that shouldn't hurt him too bad. Well, no pun intended, that shouldn't hurt him too bad. But yeah, I feel like if he could have just been put in more schemes where he could have like covered the middle a little bit more and not be expected to like have to play borderline cornerback half the time, I think he would have been a lot better off there. But his career is his career, and there's no changing it. But I think he's going to be just fine now, especially with that combine performance. If he went round three, I wouldn't be surprised. We'll just say that.
That'd be great. I think that'd be a huge win for sure, especially with where people are predicting Derek, and I'm seeing kind of Colby went all over the place, but a lot of people are saying second round for him too. So that'd be fun. Who else is trending up in your mind when you look at these Auburn targets?
So this didn't pop into my head until the news broke that Austin Ekeler was looking for an extension or a trade from the Chargers. And Ezekiel Elliott is a NFL game-changing running back in the fact that he changed the game by guaranteeing no running backs ever getting an extension ever again. So the Chargers are going to trade him, most likely. And that got me thinking, like, huh, you know, Tank Bigsby would actually do really well running alongside Justin Herbert and Mike Williams and all those players. And he's going to be a late pick in the third round, probably, just because he is NFL ready. He was taught by an NFL running back. I mean, Cadillac's a great coach. And, you know, all throughout the combine, he was just like, yeah, I'm an NFL running back. Draft me. I can play. I can start three downs every day. So someone's going to take a shot on him a lot earlier than draft pundits think, because I think he's mature and I think he's ready. And because he doesn't have that 1,000-yard season, a lot of scouts are going to be like, ooh, look at that. We can get him at a discount in the second or third round. And I'm just thinking today about the Austin Ekeler situation. If that doesn't get resolved, I think that a team like them might take a shot on him in the third round, maybe early fourth round, because they do have some question marks at wide receiver and along the defensive line. But once they get all that shored up, be it free agency or be it the draft, I think they're going to walk away very happy with Tank Bigsby. Cowboys are another popular pick for me because they, speaking of Ezekiel Elliott, I think they're done with him. And they franchise tag Tony Pollard, which says, we want you for one more year and then we're done with you, which is very common for running backs.
Sure.
Bigsby kind of matches the Ezekiel Elliott mold of like, hey, I'm a big dude and I'm fast. Like, try to stop me. And so Jerry Jones could very easily take a look at him and say, you know what, there's the next guy up. And again, because he doesn't have the tape that I think would have gotten him in the first round, because he just doesn't have that tape, because the staff didn't use him as much, I guess, someone's going to get him in the second round or the third round, and they're going to get a steal.
I'm with you.
Like, he's going to start, so.
I'm with you, man. I think looking at Tank at Dallas is probably the most common pick that I've seen. Because I see Dallas, when I look at the, you know, those three-round mocks, I see them getting – either like Bijan Robinson, who's a top back. Most people say he's a top back in this class from Texas.
Yep,
and then, or they get Tank a little bit later. I've seen that almost across the board. And so, you know, maybe there's a rumor out there that Jerry Jones likes Tank Bigsby or something like that. But I see that all over the place, Matt.
Jerry Jones will tell you he likes every draft prospect.
That's probably true.
And then draft the one he didn't name. Bigsby, honestly, I think he picked the perfect year to come out, which as an Auburn fan, I do hate because he won't be playing at Jordan-Hare. But you just look around the NFL and the way the game has changed with how they value running backs nowadays. Because again, the days of the big time contract extension for him practically over. You're not going to see a mega deal for running back anytime soon. They would rather just take guys in the second or third round that could basically be starters today. And Bigsby is like at the very top of all these running backs. So that's thing number one he's got. I'd say in the top five, he's probably number four behind Bijan and Jahmyr Gibbs and that kid from UCLA. But the second thing is, literally every team is looking for a running back, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Like, you just name them, they're looking for, like, the number two guy, the number one guy to eventually replace the number two guy. Like, the Philadelphia Eagles are not bringing back Miles Sanders, most likely. The Kansas City Chiefs, they'll take just about anybody that'll touch a football. Like, it's a good year, I feel like, for Tank to have come out. So it was a business decision, and he chose wisely. I think he's going to – I'd be shocked if he made it in the fourth round. Just put it that way.
I think, yeah, I think that'd be a win. And then the guy – I mean, I think Derek Hall is going to go –
yeah,
in the 30s, that may be
Kansas City late Chiefs. First.
Yeah,
you 31. Heard it here first.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying. Late in the first round for to Kansas City, I'm seeing that. Yeah. And then, but Colby Wooden, I don't really understand why he's not getting as much love as he should be. I think he's versatile. I think he's explosive. I think he's just a really, really solid use of a roster spot. And he's my guy that I'm labeling as like, okay, I think he's going to go earlier than people are expecting.
I agree. When you say earlier, how early are you talking? I'm wondering if we're thinking the same round.
Second.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I was thinking fourth. I don't know, second. I'm going to have to play with that idea now. Cool. Colby is, you left something off the list though, Zach. He's got some experience.
Sure.
In one of the toughest conferences. And I think the thing that caused people to kind of overlook him was he was playing next to Derek Hall, kind of like Marlon Davidson getting overlooked because he was playing next to Derek Brown. But scouts love the dude. Like, they are just so impressed with his maturity, with his poise, his work ethic. So they feel comfortable getting, like, a locker room presence out of him, which, I mean, at Auburn, he was, like, I think he was one of the captains or co-captains or whatever. Yeah. So his combine wasn't really that good if you look at just the 40-yard dash, which a lot of people do, almost 5 seconds, but he did have a 4.52 shuttle run, which was, like, I think third amongst all edge defenders. So again, I think I keep going back to the Eagles because they love to just take guys like this, guys that yeah. are just super confident, super poised, super mature, and very developmental. I think if you put him along that defensive line with Brandon Graham, who they just re-signed, he could probably turn into a very solid rotational piece. So I was saying fourth round because a lot of people are saying seventh round, sixth round, undrafted
free agent. That's wild to me.
No,
he would say that this guy's a day three pick. If that's the case, somebody's getting a steal.
I know. That's just what I'm hearing. Like, if he goes UDFA, I'll eat my hat. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen, but we got to put you eating a hat on this YouTube channel now, if that's the case, for sure. Matt, how can people check out everything you've got going on, brother?
So you can follow me on Twitter at TheBarningMan, and you can check me out on AuburnDaily.com and occasionally WarBloggle.
Yep, absolutely. You can find all my written work at AuburnDaily.com. You can hear me every day here and also, of course, on Locked On Auburn. We will see you tomorrow. This has been the Auburn Daily Show.